The second Republican presidential debate came to a close, and it didn't move the political needle for any candidate. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, however, agreed to a date and state for their mutual debate challenge. The event will occur on November 30th at a site to be determined in Georgia. Fox News will air the forum that network headliner Sean Hannity will moderate. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who is in cycle next year, was indicted late last week along with his wife and three others. All five defendants were charged on two counts, bribery and honest services fraud, as it relates to an Egyptian foreign affairs funding issue. This is already affecting the 2024 Senate election. In his news conference, Senator Menendez asked voters to reserve judgment until, quote, all the facts are known, unquote. But Congressman Andy Kim isn't waiting. He immediately announced a Democratic primary challenge against Senator Menendez. Other Democrats doing likewise could make this contest quite crowded, and that would help Menendez because the anti-incumbent vote would be split many ways. Those mentioned as possible candidates include New Jersey's First Lady, Tammy Murphy, and U.S. Representatives David Norcross, Josh Gottheimer, and Frank Pallone. The U.S. Supreme Court during the week affirmed the three-judge panel ruling that will allow a special master to redraw the new Alabama congressional map. The result of the redraw will likely pair Republican Representatives Jerry Carl and Barry Moore into one South Alabama district, which would allow the creation of a new black majority seat anchored in Montgomery County. This will almost assuredly mean a one-seat gain for the Democrats in the Alabama congressional delegation. The Montana Libertarian Party has made a significant change to their party bylaws. Beginning immediately, the MLP may now officially endorse a member of another party, even if a Libertarian is in the same race. A Libertarian has been a thorn in the Republican side, since their candidates tend to draw from GOP contenders. This, for example, has allowed Democratic Senator John Tester to win elections with a plurality or small majority. Should the Montana Libertarian Party decide to endorse the Republican candidate in the upcoming Senate race, such would be a big plus for the eventual GOP nominee. Finally, in San Francisco, Dan Lurie, an heir to the Levi Strauss fortune and cousin to freshman U.S. Representative Dan Goldman, announced that he will oppose Mayor London Breed in next year's nonpartisan election. Mayor Breed is under attack over her handling of the crime issue, which has led to many businesses and residents leaving the city. Expect this to be a competitive contest. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.